North Idaho's Radio.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Welcome to Functional Health Radio on this station and also streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barton. I'm a fitness trainer and I own a gym in Sandpoint called The Shed. And I'm here with Jill Kahn. Jill is a marriage and family therapist and practices in Sandpoint. And every month we get together and we share ideas and topics on mental health and relationships and fitness. And today we're talking about something that apparently I do. Well, I don't do the doom scrolling, but excessive scrolling on the phone. It's a problem.
Yes.
And so signs of that. And then also signs of abnormal memory loss and what to do if you're concerned, which I think is that was really interesting.
Yes.
That information. And then later in the show, I'm going to talk about the five reasons you need to keep working out over the holidays. You can do it, people. There are ways. It's important. And so we'll share that information later in the show. How are you, Jill?
Well, we're catching up. It's been a busy time since we last met.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So, yes, the trip, we went and spent a week in Fiji. And the weather was amazing. And you know, just to be able to play in the water every day. The water temperature
amazing.
Was perfect. I got a lot of paddling in.
Great.
A lot of snorkeling, scuba diving, kayaking, swimming.
The pictures were unbelievable.
It was just divine. Mm-hmm. And the food was great. And the Fijian people were lovely people.
Great.
So hospitable and loved to sing and just really welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to swim in this cave in Fiji. That was very cool.
Eat.
And then we went on to New Zealand, and that was really fun.
Yeah.
I was so blown away by how nice the people in New Zealand were, so friendly and helpful, and the country is gorgeous.
Yeah, Bailey went there right after college and did a long backpacking trip and skydive, and she absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we got to go to Hobbiton.
All right.
Which was very fun. And then these glowworm caves were
cool.
Just amazing. We did blackwater rafting in the glowworm caves. And we had just a lovely vacation. So it was wonderful. And then I had to come home and move my office. So I do have a new office.
Okay. Where
so
is
I
it?
Moved from my office on 4th, a beautiful old home, but not well maintained. So I have a much more low maintenance, sharing it with Amanda Thomas, another friend
Love
and
her.
Colleague.
Yeah.
So we're on the Dover Highway. So actually, it's like a couple blocks
by.
From here. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
great.
That'll be great.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks. Well, congratulations to you too.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you were in the water. I was putting on a wedding.
Yes. Well, tell me about
so,
it.
Yeah. Jesse was married in October 7th, I think. And it was a beautiful day. It was that weekend where it was 70 degrees and sunny.
Wow.
Not the weekend before or the few days after where it crashed. So it was such a happy day. And everyone was just glowing and getting along. You know, we had talked about like how to work together during in the
boundaries.
Show before.
Yes.
Know, setting boundaries and everything. And it was just, I couldn't have hoped for a better day for Jesse and Kyle. It was
nice.
Beautiful. And now we have the baby coming.
Yay!
So 8 weeks. And then
it's only
grandma.
8 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And Jesse asked me this last week to be in the delivery room.
Oh.
So I am over the top excited.
Oh.
I just need my little grandson to turn over.
Yes. Yes.
So I
do a little wiggling.
Come on. So, exciting times in our house.
Yay. So right after Christmas.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right after. Yeah, it's crazy. We go Thanksgiving, baby shower is that weekend. And then we're just getting ready for this, this little guy. So
I'm so excited
so
for
excited.
You.
Thanks. Yeah. And yes. I have to say, you had a great experience with the people on your trip. I just got back from our DMV getting my star card. It was unbelievable. They were so nice.
Yeah.
I got right in.
Yeah.
I had, of course, it helped that I was obsessed with what documentation I need because it's not easy for a woman because we have the name change. So you have to prove all these things. And so, but I had it all and it was a great experience. So
good
stop
to know.
Reading the posts on Facebook. I was all worked up, thought it was going to take forever and it was going to be horrible, but they were awesome.
That's great to hear because my license was super easy too. So one thing I want to touch on really quickly,
speaking of fertility, mm-hmm. I've been really curious about how it is that my dog, my husband, and I all got cancer at the same time. Just wondering, you know, something in the house. So somebody said something to me that Wi-Fi, and specifically smart, you know, like Google Home, mm-hmm. they had discovered a link between a dog's health, a dog who was super sensitive to it, and that. And so I did a little research. Yeah. And while nothing is conclusive,
sure.
I did find a couple of different articles that indicated that, yes, in fact, a lot of Wi-Fi can potentially affect not only your health, mm-hmm. cancer, but also fertility.
Interesting.
And I've wondered why there's been an issue with fertility with this generation, because it seems like there is.
Yes.
So I'm going to do more research, okay. and maybe a show in the future.
I like it. Yeah.
We will address that. But we unplugged our smartphone.
Did you?
I mean, our smart system. Yeah.
Sure.
And I thought, I'm going back to an old radio. I'm not going to take any chances.
Yeah. Good for you.
So
yeah, I'm interested in hearing about that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Good. And my dog seems to be coughing less. My dog with really bad cancer.
Oh, good.
So anyway, we'll see.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to start talking about the scrolling issue with phones and doom scrolling, which is a thing. All right. This is Functional Health Radio.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, MultiQuip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Steve here with Pacific Steel and Recycling in Ponderé. The USDA estimates nearly 10% of U.S. households were food insecure in 2021. So join us as we work to help those in our community who are facing food insecurity this winter. Bring in non-perishable food items between now and November 20th to be donated to the Bonner Community Food Bank. Or donate the value of your recycled metals to purchase these items. One of Pacific Steel and Recycling values is taking ownership of the communities we live and work in. So help us make a difference by donating this Thanksgiving season.
What's new at Mountain Traders? Sacred Seed Homeschool Store is now open, a cozy cabin dedicated to buying and selling quality used homeschool curriculum. Also, now hosting Righteous Canine, basic to advanced dog training. Contact Mountain Traders for class schedules. There's always something new to see at Mountain Traders. It's not just another store, it's an experience. Mountain Traders Local Trading Post, located on Highway 95, 10 short miles north of Ponderé. For info, go to mountaintraders.net.
Did you know Idaho high school seniors graduating next spring are eligible for up to $8,000 in grant money for career training and education through Idaho Launch? Funds can be used to cover the cost of apprenticeships, job training, community college, and university programs that lead to in-demand careers. Students choose their own path, and Idaho Launch helps pay for it. Funds are limited. Apply today at nextsteps.idaho.gov/launch. Idaho Launch. Support in every direction.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DOLLAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code DOLLAR. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DOLLAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DOLLAR.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barton. I'm a fitness trainer, and I own a gym called The Shed in Sandpoint. And I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn, who practices in Sandpoint in our new office
mm-hmm.
nearby.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to be first. Our first topic is scrolling. Phone scrolling, doom scrolling, excessive scrolling. It's a problem.
Well, and two things. I mean, first of all, cell phones can fuel our anxiety, right? Sure. There are certain things that we're looking at that make us more anxious. Mm-hmm. But simultaneously, certain habits are indicative of anxiety, right?
Ah, yes.
So it's one of the ways that people use phones mm-hmm. to manage their anxiety, but it's not very healthy.
It's so, not. In reading your show notes, I was, you know, realizing, yeah, it is an anxiety thing with
yeah.
me.
Yeah. So let's address that yeah. and kind of take a look at it, because anxiety is really prevalent in our culture right mm-hmm. now, I think for a variety of reasons. But identifying it and then looking at what we can do to mitigate it is really important. So specifically, these are the habits that could indicate that okay. you're dealing with anxiety. So doom scrolling mm-hmm. and or excessive scrolling in general. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is when you're like scrolling on your phone, clicking to learn more, and especially about disturbing news
yeah.
or worrisome topics. I mean, like, we do this.
Well, in the moment you talk about it too, your phone fills up with more.
That's true. That's true, because it's too smart.
It's listening.
It's
yes.
listening. So, yes, I mean, even for me with this topic around the Wi-Fi, right?
I'm sure your phone's filled up right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's it. So this could be a sign that you're feeling anxious, right? You're using that as a way of coping with anxiety, but it could also be the cause of sure. your anxiety. So we're trying to find some answers, but with all of that doom scrolling, it makes it worse. So when you scroll repeatedly, anxiety-inducing thoughts flood your mind and make it hard for you to think about anything else. So beyond doom scrolling, excessively scrolling seemingly good content, even if it's lighthearted posts or funny reels, can also be a sign of anxiety.
Yeah.
We're using it in kind of an addictive way
yeah.
to cope with these uncomfortable sure. feelings. Many people use this as a distraction method. You're shifting your attention to your phone, which allows you to avoid what's going on in your life.
Yes.
Whether it's a stressful work situation or maybe a conflict with a friend or your partner. So, yes, that excessive scrolling is one of the indicators. Now, similar to doom scrolling, doom searching is another way your anxiety could be showing up in your cell phone use. When we're anxious, we're often hypervigilant, we overthink things, and that will show up in our Google searches, as you said, right?
Yes.
We might have millions of tabs open right. of all the things that we're anxious about.
Sure.
So your searches tell you a lot about what you're worrying about. Are you searching for symptoms of an illness or looking up about a relationship issue? So Google searches can show us how anxious we are mm-hmm. and the intrusive thoughts that we might be carrying.
Yeah.
So looking at your searches is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, another one, using your phone as a way to avoid certain situations.
Oh, yeah.
This happens a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So we went to dinner the other night, and we're just chatting, and we look over, and there's a couple at the next table, and they're both on their phones.
Yeah.
No engagement whatsoever.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, one of the things I have to say is in Fiji and New Zealand,
yeah.
very rarely did you see that.
Oh, wow.
People did not use their cell phones.
That would be nice.
I know, when they were, you know, at meals. Mm. It's pretty
interesting. It's kind of, we've talked about this before, the TVs at the restaurants,
oh,
too.
Oh, gosh, yes.
It's just so distracting. It's really hard to not get drawn into it instead of your partner.
Yes, yes. So some people actually pretend to be answering a text or phone call as a way to avoid real-life situations. Imagine that. So if you're in public and a former colleague or someone you know starts to approach you, have you ever acted like you're on the phone
right.
to avoid a social interaction? This is an example of using your phone as a distraction or avoidance strategy to cope with real-life stressors.
Yeah.
Yeah? Or if you're stressed about something, using your phone as a procrastination tool could be a red flag too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're avoiding that stress and internal discomfort by distracting yourself. And I think that is a really common habit.
Yeah, I yeah. agree. I mean, I even see it in the gym where people are, you know, in between sets and stuff and they're scrolling.
Jeez.
And it's like, And it's interesting because what do they need to be thinking about other than, you know, just recovery, you know, but they are right back. What did I miss on Facebook or what am, you know, and it's just like, wow.
and just not allowing yourself to be in the moment, in the experience,
exactly.
Right? And but this distraction, the procrastination, I imagine that my ADD son does this a lot.
Sure.
Because I know he's really, between phone and video games, I think when something causes him anxiety, his procrastination, he uses. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I think a lot of people do.
I know a lot of people that do.
And I think that's common for people with attention deficit disorder. Sure. And then you can't also ignore the correlation between excessive use of technology and ADD,
yeah, right?
So is there a causal relationship?
Yeah.
What is the relationship?
Yeah.
Interesting things to consider. So the other one is the inability to put your phone down.
Yeah.
So this is something I see so often in my practice. I can't tell you how frequently couples tell me that the other partner is on their phone all the time. It's a big issue.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it is.
It is. So, and this happens, I mean, here's what, the inability to detach from your phone, like when you're exercising, as you just said,
right,
or going to bed. A lot of people talk about scrolling before bed, in bed. I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Or in a work meeting, right? And I've seen that where people under the table.
Oh, yeah. You
at
can
meetings,
tell, like on a Zoom.
Yeah.
You can see. Their eyes have left.
Yes. So these are signs of anxiety.
Yeah.
So if our phone were a person, we'd be attached to them the entire day. And when people are anxious, they can become even more attached to their phones. So another question is, do you lose your charge on your phone frequently? Because if you do, and you're on your phone all the time, and you're replying a lot, your phone battery won't last very long. So if you're noticing that, it's probably an indication that you're overspending time.
Jeff's phone never dies and mine dies all the time. He's very good about putting it away.
Mine only dies when I'm traveling.
Yeah.
And I'm using it for like Google Maps or something.
Yeah.
But because I don't carry my phone with me.
It's not, you're really good about that.
It's just not on me. I just don't do it. Yeah. I don't want to be a slave to it. So if you're constantly dealing with anxiety, you may also constantly check your phone at inappropriate times, like when you're having a meal or when you should be sleeping. And that happens a lot too. A lot of times people are on technology when they should be sleeping.
Well, and I think for me, like, because I'll wake up at 2 pretty much regularly.
Yes.
And then certain nights of the week, like Sunday nights, I get really anxious if I don't get my sleep because Monday morning it's go time with my clients. And so I can be easily drawn to that phone that's sitting next to the bed. And in fact, but Jeff and I have decided phones are out. We're putting them out.
Yes.
I got a clock. And it's just that actually looking at the phone keeps me more awake.
Yes.
So I'm hoping that this works.
Yes. Yes. And I switched to not having my iPad to read at night to hardcover because I could tell that my sleep was being impacted by the screen, which we know is true.
Right.
So, you know, those are all things to pay attention to.
Sure.
So another indicator is replying to your notifications immediately. So
I've got a problem.
A lot of people address notifications right away as a way to avoid anxiety. The problem with that is then you're always on call 24/7.
Yep.
And it's you really struggle to have good boundaries with yourself around your phone use. You are a slave to that to that phone. So those weak phone boundaries can lead to more anxiety and the expectation that you'll reply to texts right away or always answer a work call can loom over you.
Yeah. And once you start doing it, people expect you to be available all the time. You get into that situation, it's hard to kind of maneuver out of that.
Well, and I have a great excuse. I say to people, I'm in session all afternoon. I don't check my phone between sessions.
Right.
I don't have the time to do that, and nor do I want to.
Right.
So that's an important thing to really look at, too. And we'll talk a little bit more about the boundaries in a minute. The avoidance of phone calls. So people comment about the younger generation not liking to make phone calls. Have you heard that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My kids.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them. I mean, my middle son is the opposite.
Okay.
He says, don't text me, Mom. Don't leave a voicemail. Talk to me.
Really?
I like that. Yeah. But more and more, people rely on texting, messaging apps, and voice notes. But it's also a potential sign of anxiety. But as a culture, we're losing our ability to effectively communicate. And this is such a big one, express empathy. Mm-hmm. Because the more we use technology, the more detached we are from other people. And we're losing communication skills. When we feel less secure about our ability to engage with others, we tend to hide behind our phone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's like this interaction that's really problematic. Other people's social anxiety leads to avoiding phone calls that feel intimidating or not responding to a call. So this social paralysis can develop where you just don't manage your interaction with the phone well.
Yeah.
So the next one is panic when your phone isn't working. So have you ever seen, especially a younger generation person, they lose their phone gets...
They freak out. It's just like, right. Whoa.
So notice how you feel when you don't have Wi-Fi. Yeah. Like if you go to a new
place. I actually kind of celebrate it.
Yeah.
But boy, my kids, yeah.
Yeah. So feeling nervous or panicked in this situation, they're red flags. Yeah. Like when you check into a new resort or a hotel or someplace and you don't have Wi-Fi.
What's the Wi-Fi? You know what? If you're in a restaurant too, I find it's hilarious because if people are always asking what the Wi-Fi is.
Right.
It's like, why do you need the Wi-Fi?
And what I found very interesting is that if I asked in one of the restaurants in New Zealand, the restaurants don't give you Wi-Fi info.
Nice.
They just don't. They said, we don't have Wi-Fi.
Perfect.
Sure you don't. But anyway, so this excludes people who use their phone for safety. You know, if you're using it to rely on maps when you're traveling, or women who might feel in jeopardy, right? That's a different deal.
Sure.
While some people need to have their phone on them for safety, the concern is the feeling of withdrawal or panic when you're not able to text your friends or see what's happening with social media.
Right.
It's a whole nother issue. You should be able to be alone for some time without that kind of contact. So that's definitely a symptom of anxiety. Mm-hmm. And if you do notice that you're anxiously attached to your phone, it's not shameful. It's common, right?
Right.
It's a very common thing.
Yeah.
So don't shame yourself if you feel that you have that anxious attachment to your phone. And really, one of the things that I find sad is they are designed to keep you attached to them.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, they are. The creators of technology know it's addictive and don't let their kids have access to it for that very reason. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important, if you notice that you have that addiction to your phone, have grace for yourself. And just see that that is a way that your anxiety is manifesting. And while having grace with yourself, you can simultaneously have an honest conversation about establishing appropriate boundaries, right? So both can happen.
Yeah. Good. All right. Let's take a break, Jill.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll finish this up, and then we're going to start talking about the signs of abnormal memory loss and what to do if you're concerned.
Yes.
All right. You're listening to Functional Health Radio.
Bonner's Ferry Glass has long been the place to go for a multitude of services, including rock chip repair or windshield replacement and lock and key services. Plus, you'll always find a staff of trained professionals at Bonner's Ferry Glass. If you need commercial and or residential doors, windows, garage doors, screen window and door repair, or even custom glass cutting for tabletops or picture frames, they do it all at Bonner's Ferry Glass on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Did you know that your risk of a shark attack is 1 in 11.5 million, but your risk of developing prediabetes is 1 in 3 adults? That 1 in 3 could be you, your favorite brother, or your other favorite brother. At Kiniksu Community Health, we know that life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. Prediabetes does. Don't sugarcoat the truth. No one is excused from prediabetes. Talk to your provider about your risk for diabetes or prediabetes today. Learn more at kchnorthidaho.org.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Congratulations. If you're receiving this message, you are incredibly lucky. For the McRib has decided to grace your McDonald's with its presence once again. Because everyone deserves to experience one before it's gone.
But don't brag too much. A lot of the other places aren't as lucky.
The McRib is back.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
We all know there are morning people and not so morning people. But now that McDonald's has bagels, the morning people demographic might just have to make room for some new members of the club. Talk about a game changer.
There's no better way to wake up. Try McDonald's hearty steak, egg, and cheese bagel with a juicy steak patty and grilled onions, fluffy eggs, and melty cheese. Or try one with smoky bacon or savory sausage at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I own a gym in town called The Shed, and I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn. And right now we're talking about cell phones and scrolling and anxiety, and now we're going to learn how to set some boundaries.
Yes. We talk about this a lot in my office because I really encourage everyone, especially couples and families, to write a technology policy which addresses time on screens and specific situational limits, right? So for me, at minimum, try to put your phone down when you come home and leave it and not carry it around for you. Or if you can't do that, use a phone basket for meals.
Right.
Make everybody put their phone in the basket for the meals. Or you can set time limits for certain apps if you have an addiction to an app, or create strict boundaries around your phone use after work hours.
Yeah.
So this could include not having work emails on your phone or silencing your notifications after a specific time of night. You could just turn your phone off for an hour each day.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Just an hour each day. So other ideas are putting your phone upstairs after dinner or leaving it in your purse when you're at the office, finding a way to separate yourself from that phone. So there isn't a right way to set phone boundaries. You simply have to create a system that you can deal with.
Right.
Yeah. One of the things that I loved about when I was in Fiji is, like, I'm running around in my bathing suit because I'm in the water all the time. There's no place for a phone.
Exactly. You know, another thing that I've heard people do is move the little, is it the icon that you click on? You know, like the little Facebook thing or the Instagram, move it to, you know how you have like three pages of them?
Put it,
move
it
to the last page.
Yeah.
Make it more difficult to just tap it.
Yes.
And then other people commit to no social media on the weekends.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So especially for like people who own businesses, like I use it for my work.
Right.
And marketing, but I don't need to on the weekends.
Oh, that's great.
And so that would be a goal to, like, okay, so you're only going to go on that for during the week is fine, but start off Sundays is a no Instagram day
or
whatever.
That's good. Yeah. I love that. That's great. So you can also tell people that you're going to turn your phone off. Mm-hmm. So if you're needed, you won't be responding immediately.
Sure.
That's setting expectations not only for yourself, but other people.
Yeah.
So that can be really helpful.
I bet there's even a notification that would automatically go to that person. Like, you know, when you're driving and there's a message that comes across saying, I'm driving right now, please.
Yes.
Yeah. I bet there is something.
There is, because Amanda uses it.
Oh, yep.
It says Amanda has silenced her notifications.
Yes, she does, doesn't she? Even when I'm sending her workouts to her.
So, yes, we know that. So trying mindfulness to limit your phone use. So if you think your phone is fueling your anxiety, you can try to create a physical barrier between you and your phone. Mm-hmm. So one strategy is to put a hair tie around your phone.
Oh, interesting.
Think about that. It's really hard to text and search things when there's a rubber band.
Yeah.
So it's a rubber band, right?
Yeah.
Around your phone. So it creates a kind of mindfulness about your behavior. Mm-hmm. You can't just kind of knee-jerk do it.
Sure.
Most people don't even realize that they pick up their phone and open an app or start scrolling automatically because we're so used to it.
Yeah.
Don't even think about it. So using this deterrent creates an awareness in our brain and remind us that we are using that insidious phone.
Oh boy.
So last of all, take care of yourself and your anxiety in general, right? So self-care can help combat feelings of anxiety, and it's important not to neglect it. And you'll talk about that maybe later.
Yep. Yep.
So it can oftentimes get ignored because we're so busy and things are going on. But, you know, once again, and this is our broken record, get proper rest.
Right.
Eat healthy food. Engage in adequate exercise.
Exercise.
Well, and this week I'm really kind of, I got my pedicure done. I'm going to get a facial. I'm going to get a massage. I'm just saying I need to take care of my body because I need that.
Yeah.
So
everyone does.
It's so important when it comes to anxiety management and feeling your best. Mm-hmm. You can also engage in mindfulness strategies like meditation, journaling, yoga, listening to calming music.
Right.
I mean, that's an easy one.
Mm-hmm.
And deep breathing to help regulate your mind and body. So what I find myself are the best antidotes to anxiety are conscious breath. Mm-hmm. So if I get anxious, I do deep breathing. Being present in the moment.
Yeah.
So especially when you're outside, you know, smelling, looking, listening. And then here's the other thing. So a wise teacher of mine says that anxiety, tension is caused by fear. Mm. And that the way to alleviate that is to practice gratitude.
Yes.
And it does work.
Yep.
If you're feeling anxious, if you slow down
mm-hmm.
and you think about the things for which you are grateful, it does make a difference.
Wow. Great. Yeah. Good information, Jill.
Yeah.
All right. On to our next topic.
Okay. These are signs of abnormal memory loss and what to do if you're concerned.
Yes.
So number one, an inability to learn new things. So as time goes on, things like cell phones, computers, all those things that we've just talked about, even cars, require additional education.
Mm-hmm.
So 30 years ago, if we make a comparison, suddenly we have all kinds of new things like backup cameras, GPS capabilities, technical screens. Mm-hmm. We have to learn those things.
Right.
And if you find that you struggle to learn anything new, it could be a symptom of memory issues. A common indicator might be that you get a new device and you can't figure it out.
Right.
It's normal to need some time to get used to a new phone or a laptop, but if it's a totally impossible task, you might want to consider that as being a problem.
Okay.
Yeah. Number two, trouble doing and understanding things that used to come easily.
Mm.
It could be a sign if everyday tasks that used to be easy are now challenging. For example, for people who love to cook, forgetting recipes that used to
been doing forever.
Like right there.
Sure.
That could be a sign. Another significant arena where memory issues surface is finances.
Mm.
That could be forgetting to pay bills, paying bills twice, not understanding how finances work, or forgetting to make proper change when paying for things.
Right.
Yeah. If a person is really starting to struggle, or finding even day-to-day activities a bit more difficult, that should be a red flag that something's going on.
Yeah.
The forgetfulness may not look exactly like this, but many other things like, I mean, personal hygiene, right? That is another place. Or missing appointments.
Yeah.
Or getting them confused. Errands. Forgetting what you're doing in them. I mean, that does happen
sure.
to me as I go down to the basement. Okay, what did I come down
here
for?
Oh, I do that. I do that also. Yeah, for sure.
But that I don't think is such a problem. But more forgetting to do these other things. They fall into that sort of arena. So missing doctor's appointments, burning food if you forget, or leaving the stove on.
Yeah.
Those kinds of things, again,
for sure.
Red flags. Here's one, quickly forgetting conversations. You can't be expected to remember every single conversation you've ever had, and you shouldn't worry if you forget conversations from time to time. What is the cause for concern? So immediately forgetting discussions. Mm-hmm. Normally when one has a conversation, it's expected that you can at least remember having that conversation. But let's say an hour goes by, the person forgets about having the conversation. That's certainly concerning.
Yeah.
They should also remember by the end of the day.
Right.
Yeah. So you know those older people who, like, the topic recycles maybe every 15 or 30 minutes.
Yes.
That's a clear indication.
Okay.
You know then. Or getting lost in familiar places.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's perfectly normal to get lost from time to time when you're exploring someplace you haven't been in decades or visiting mm-hmm. a new place. But if you're getting lost in familiar places.
Yeah, if you're your normal route and now you're getting lost, yeah, that's.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happened with my stepdad, is that he used to walk a lot and he would just get lost.
Yeah, my grandfather was a physician and he was retired, but he would always drove the same way to the hospital. And then he started
forgetting
how to get to the hospital, yeah. You know, just yes. to visit. And
yeah, so if you get lost while driving to the grocery store, on a walk home, I mean, that's a huge one, mm-hmm. yeah? Repeating stories often.
Oh, yeah.
If you're doing this too often, it could be abnormal. Specifically, if you're repeating questions or stories within the same day or even within a few minutes, mm-hmm. that's abnormal.
Yeah.
The next one. Your loved ones point out that something seems off. Yeah? So if someone in your family, someone you care about, tells you they're worried about your memory, try not to get defensive. Take their concerns seriously. What others notice about your memory could actually be more valuable than what you notice.
Mm-hmm. This has got to be a tough one.
It is a tough one.
And having that discussion, I would think this is another one like you would have when you're having an argument. You use the I.
Yes, exactly.
Because I can't imagine that the person you're going to talk to who's having the memory issues is really going to be not hurt by this conversation.
Well,
and defensive.
Anytime, I mean, even with hearing loss, right? When we know that there's something that's a deficit in us, we're embarrassed. There's humiliation and embarrassment. Mm-hmm. So, and defensiveness. So you're absolutely right, Jen.
So can you like just give an
yes.
example?
So okay. Instead of saying, you know, you told that story just a few minutes right. ago. What's right. wrong with you? That's going to cause
no.
defensive.
Yeah.
That's a no. So you gently say, you know, I've noticed that there seems to be some issues with telling the same story a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm worried. I'm concerned. And I wonder if we should maybe do some looking into what's going on with your memory.
Okay.
Yeah. So very slow.
Yeah.
I statements. I'm concerned. I've noticed, you know, so using that I statement instead, and also trying to just be very, compassionate.
And would it be a time where you would, I want to, you know, if, should we decide to go to your doctor, or I would love to go with you
good.
As a support?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Because it might be kind of scary.
Of course.
Yeah.
And this whole aging thing means we feel such a sense of loss.
Right.
Right? Because we don't have the same capacities that we did previously. And it is a sense of shame sometimes. So we have to be sensitive to how this will impact
right.
someone if they're experiencing those sorts of things. So it is true that a loved one is more likely to be able to accurately spot issues like story repetition or problems with daily tasks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick break. Pat's given us the signal, and we'll come back. We'll continue this talk on memory.
I like to think of myself as a confident backseat driver. Mom, brakes, please.
Gotcha.
But these days, I'm less confident in the economy.
Same here, buddy.
Thankfully, Leshwah Tires helps make sure that our safety never takes a backseat, even when we're watching our wallets. Time to turn, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Help keep drivers and backseat drivers safe with Leshwah Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to AGE Heating and Cooling, your locally owned Lennox Premier dealer in Sandpoint. Right now, get up to $1,500 in rebates. Qualified buyers make no payments and incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $3,200 in federal tax credits. Call AGE Heating and Cooling, 208-603-2210, or visit online, ageheatingandcooling.com. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number ID, HVAC contractor 059041.
It's time to see what's new at Gunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Gunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
This season, put some extra stuffing in your pockets at the Kootenai Casino in beautiful Bonner's Ferry. The colder it gets, the hotter the action with super spins and a big cash giveaway. Enjoy a relaxing room at the Kootenai Falls Lodge from just $79 midweek, or upgrade to a Riverview room for $99. Dine at the Springs Restaurant for these tasty favorites, each just $13, including soup or salad. Spaghetti and meatballs, sesame stir fry, meatloaf, or Idaho trout. Available daily from 4 p.m. to close. And all November in the Kootenai Spa, you can get a custom 50-minute massage, anti-stress facial, and scalp ritual for just $155. Or how about a haircut, deep conditioning treatment, and pedicure for just $125? Win big and make this a November to remember. Book your trip to the Kootenai Casino now. Just call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer, and I own a gym called The Shed in Sandpoint. And I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn, who practices in Sandpoint. And we're talking about memory loss right now and when to really be concerned and what's kind of normal.
So here's an exception, and okay. I certainly experienced this.
Yeah.
Pregnancy-related memory loss.
Yeah.
Or
and
what's called
menopause.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, yeah.
Mom brain, right?
Yes.
So, I certainly experienced forgetfulness and difficulty with concentrating during pregnancy and postpartum. So,
then I would also think during cancer treatments and chemotherapy
yes.
and stuff, it does affect
yes.
memory.
Yeah. Yes, yes. So it's not really fully understood, but it is believed to be influenced by factors associated with pregnancy and early motherhood.
Mm-hmm.
So there are hormonal fluctuations, again, menopause, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sleep disturbances due to pregnancy or caring for a newborn, and the emotional and physical demands of pregnancy and parenting are
sure.
contributing factors. So postpartum depression and anxiety are potential factors as well.
Mm-hmm.
So mom brain is normal, even expected, and generally not concerning. But if there are persistent or severe cognitive issues, especially those associated with postpartum depression or anxiety, it should be discussed with a professional
yeah.
to kind of get the kind of support and intervention you need. So finally, don't panic. Memory loss does not always mean something like Alzheimer's or dementia.
Yeah. Not listening.
Yes. This, yes, doesn't mean necessarily. One of the first things doctors look at when someone complains of memory loss is the medications they're on.
Yeah.
Medications can affect memory, even over-the-counter medications like, you know, for sleep, Benadryl, mm-hmm. whatever. So certain prescription drugs can also interfere with your memory. Beyond medications, hearing loss can be a factor. Hearing loss can be a major contributor to orienting yourself less well in your environment and not getting enough information to keep up with conversations. And because of that, can manifest itself as memory loss.
Yeah.
So if you do have hearing loss, the best thing you can do is get hearing aids as soon
yes.
as possible. Now, I have to say, one more thing I heard about this is that hearing loss can also impact your balance.
I was just going to say that, sister.
Did you hear that?
Yes, and I know that.
Yeah.
And it's clear in the gym, too. Yeah. And I've had people who have had horrible balance and gone in and gotten hearing aids, and they're so much improved.
Yeah, yeah. And I have to say, I'm almost deaf in one ear, mm-hmm. and I'm not good about wearing a hearing aid.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things you get embarrassed about. But,
sure.
So these are complex issues.
Yeah.
But things that we should all be aware of. And if you feel like there are things you've heard today that might be relevant mm-hmm. for you, get support. You know, yeah. you can go to your physician. You can do some research and make sure that you get help quickly.
Yeah.
Don't wait.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right. I'm going to talk a little bit about why it's really important to keep working out or exercising through the holidays. I know it's stressful. I know we're tired. But
one more thing.
It's kind of this thing that makes me crazy when people stop working out or stop coming into the gym because their friends are in town or their family's in town or they're getting ready to go, you know, they have to go shopping. All these things. Like, no, your health, to me, matters most. And so I just want to give you five reasons that it's important to keep working out. One, exercise helps reduce stress.
Yes.
So, in fact, when you exercise, your body releases feel-good hormones. So even going in 3 days a week or whatever, it's going to make a difference. Exercise boosts your energy. So even though it's the last thing maybe you want to do because you're tired, it's important to do it. When you're drained, exercise encourages your cells and your muscles to produce more mitochondria. And these are the powerhouse of the cell. They generate the energy that we need to power our cells and our muscles. So that's another great reason to do it. Movement also causes more oxygen to circulate in your body, which helps you function better overall in your brain. Exercise, and we've talked about this. I don't know about you, but I'm over these short days already.
Yes.
And the darkness.
Indeed.
Yeah. So it's
that.
Horrible. But exercising for as little as 5 minutes can get those feel-good hormones going that I talked about earlier. And this will help fight that depression during the holidays. Because, the holidays, I enjoy them, but not everyone does.
Yes.
And it can be a depressing time of year, as you probably experience with your patients.
Yes.
But exercise can lift your spirits and clear your mind. It's really important to keep if you're in a routine like doing your Zumba classes or I'm doing my lifting, and it's real important to keep your routine going because 64% of people are successful keeping their New Year's resolution for over a month. That's it.
Wow.
64. But if you're already doing it, you just continue on. You know, so, but this isn't a time to all of a sudden kick it up a notch.
Right.
So
wait till after the new year.
Exactly. You just maintain an achievable routine. You know, for me, I'm committed to just, you know, normally I'm lifting 4 days a week. Now I'm doing three. And then I'm getting on doing my HIIT stuff.
Yes.
On the bike. But I'm not overdoing it because
that's
going to lead to just the complete burnout. So just maintain what you're doing. Focus on that current momentum. The final reason is because we're eating more.
And drinking more.
We need to exercise. You're not going to lose weight doing it.
No.
For sure. But it is going to make it so when we get through these holidays, it's not so ugly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So keep moving. And so these are the kind of the recommendations I have to keep working out. Schedule your workouts like you schedule everything else, you know? So Mondays at Tuesdays and Fridays at 8, I'm going to the gym or I'm going into the garage or whatever, I'm going on my walk. Include your family.
Yes.
At my gym, I don't know about where you work out, but if you have family in town, bring them.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to charge you. Like, I want you to continue.
Yes.
I want you to have that energy. So bring your family to the gym. Walk outside.
Yes.
Get that fresh air. And take someone with you, an accountability buddy, mm-hmm. especially during the holidays. And then go shopping.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
try shorter workouts. We talked about that. And I always think, you know, when you're at the mall, park far away.
Yes, that's true. I try to do that.
Walk.
Yes.
So get those steps in wherever you can. Body weight exercises. If you have a trainer, that trainer can actually send you workouts.
Yeah.
So there's no reason to stop.
Well, and I have to say, even though I was exercising a lot on my trip, I missed my workouts every morning.
Gosh. All right. Well, here we go. This has been Functional Health Radio. Radio. We'll talk to you next month.